there and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of June, 2009, and the title of this podcast is A Tour of Homes Part 5, The Kitchen. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I will be bringing you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. A Tour of Homes Part 5, The Kitchen. What an important place the kitchen is. 2 weeks ago, we covered some of the basic areas of the kitchen. Do you remember them? Where do we store the cups and plates? The cabinets, of course. And what would we use if we wanted to make a milkshake? A blender. Good, I'm glad you remembered. Well, how about where all the action takes place? All the washing of vegetables, hands and dishes takes place in the kitchen sink. There's an interesting expression in English about this item. A humorous way of saying everything or more than everything, we say the kitchen sink. For example, I packed everything but the kitchen sink when we went on vacation. Obviously, it means that the suitcase was packed with so many things, even unnecessary items. Well, talking about the kitchen sink, there are many different materials one can be made out of: stainless steel, enamel, and plastic. The faucet or tap often has a spout that can turn the normal flow of water into a shower or an aerated flow. This cuts down on wasting water and often has a wider spread to touch more items than a narrow flow. The things we use in the sink are sponges, scrubbing brushes, Brillo pads, which are metal wool used for heavy-duty cleaning of burnt-on food, bottle washers, and washcloths. We need all of these things to be well prepared for clean-up. Then there is the cooker, as we say in England. Here in the US, they generally call it the oven, even though that is just part of what it is. This is the most important appliance. On top, you have the range, with the heated rings. As you know, these can be either gas or electric. The oven is generally underneath. Sometimes a separate grill or broiler is between the range and the oven, or the oven is multifunctional and will grill as well. A warming zone is often right under the oven. Here you can keep plates and larger dishes warm. The verbs that we use with a cooker are boil, heat up, simmer, which means to cook on low, fry, stir, grill, bake, and roast. I'm sure there are more. I will let you know as I remember them. Before we actually start cooking anything, we must do the all-important preparation. For this, we need a chopping board, mixing bowls, spatulas, wooden spoons, kitchen knives, a whisk, a cheese grater, a carrot peeler, and measuring cups and spoons. We can get the cookbook out to follow a recipe if we don't remember what to do, or if we want to try something new. Now, do you fancy something sweet or savoury? Do you have the necessary ingredients? How many people are you going to cook for? If you are lucky enough, you might have an oven that you can preset. That means that you put in a time for the oven to come on. So you put the food in it, go off and do something else, and when you are ready to come home and eat, voila, the food is ready. Oh, I'm in the mood to cook. I love to bake. I also love to make roast dinners with loads of vegetables. Next time we visit the kitchen, we will make something together. But until then, I've got some washing up to do. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. Please download the text and grammar notes from my site at acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. I would love to hear from you, whoever you are and wherever you are. Please feel free to send me an email to acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. Well, until Friday, goodbye and keep up with the English.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。